convinced me that all the other issues that we may capture some large, we're talking about dairies in particular, in this. However, after reflection upon this, we have certainly passed a lot of tax credit. We talk about for small businesses, and they really affect Intels and HPs, and why can't that happen as well if we happen to get maybe someone who doesn't need it as much that gets captured in that basket? You know, why is that a bad thing to ensure that we address all the farm issues? So all the farm definitions are there except for those. I worked with Mr. Schoenberg and Mr. Ashkin on that, and also the author of the bill, Senator Schrader, who supports that. And it does get our fiscal down a little bit because of the other tweaks that were in the Dash 3, but provides a broad-based coverage for agriculture, as previously introduced by Senator Schrader.
Yeah, Senator Schoenberg.
I think that's outstanding good work, and certainly fully in support of the Dash 5.
And so one thing we just missed, something that was in all the previous amendments but didn't get into, we just found out, is the sunset, which we have practice of putting sunsets on all. So we're going to check with Dexter and just see if we can conceptually add a 4-year sunset to this, and that's what Paul's doing right now. Somehow that didn't make it into the Dash 5, been in all the previous.
I think in the bill that was 2010, correct?
Yeah, it should run through 2010.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, since we have a little break, I will declare a conflict of interest because I'm almost certain that our family farm will. And I make a pledge that some of the things I suggested that we're going to really look at doing those.
Healthcare. Your comments have been very helpful in terms of how this is structured and how to help family farmers and help them do health care. So, Senator Brzezinski, we're just waiting. We've got the Dash 5s before us. One thing that was left out of them, Senator Metzger just walked us through the Dash 5s on Senate Bill 1083, is a sunset, which was in all the previous iterations of the bill in 2010, so we're going to look at conceptually adding a sunset so we can move the bills up to work. Checking with Dexter Johnson. All right. Let's just do
bills. Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to close the work session. We'll reopen it. We'll do the biofuel package and then reopen the work session. Work session on Senate Bill 1083. Open a work session on House Bill 3481.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash B19 amendments to House Bill 3481.
Senator Metzger has moved the Dash B19 amendments to House Bill 3481. Discussion. Any objections to that motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3481 as amended by the B19 amendment to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Metzger has moved House Bill 3481 as amended by the B19s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Starr.
These are suddenly upon us, and though I did not object to moving those into the bill, I think the bill will wind up likely in a conference committee. I'm going to be voting no on the bill. With the possibility, if I get some help from another senator, I might bring an argument.
Okay. Further discussion. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Senator
Jones?
Aye.
Senator
Metzger?
Aye.
Senator
Kozanski? Aye. Senator Starr? Didn't get the help I need.
No. You know, I could still help out here. That would be historic. The vice chair and the chair having a minority report. I'm going to vote aye. And bill passes. I'll carry that bill. And let's reopen our work session on 1083. Paul.
Mr. Chair, you do have a preliminary revenue impact of $1.3 million on with the amendment. And Extra is here to help with a conceptual amendment on the sunset.
Right.
So the complicating issue on the sunset is the carry-forward provision. You've got a five-year carry-forward in the proposed law.
So, Dexter, we'd like to conceptually have the bill end in the year 2010 as in the previous iterations of the bill.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members, Dexter Johnson, Legislative Council Office. So then the question is, do you want the credit to end completely as of that date, or if someone claims it for the first year in, say, 2009, do you want there to be a five-year carry forward for that person?
Someone said that committee. So the scenario would be you have a farmer who doesn't use, for whatever reason, doesn't use the credit in the 2006 or 7 and would like to carry it forward. What's the will of the committee on that?
I think it should be carried forward.
Senator Starr likes to carry it forward. George likes to carry it forward. Metzger, it's okay.
I'll be with the team.
Okay, so we'll allow that. We'll allow the producer to carry that forward for up to 5 years, and we'll do the 2010 sunset on it.
Okay, Mr. Chair. So it's through 2010, but if the first year is, that's for the first year of the credit, can be up to 2010.
Correct.
Up through 2009, so 2010 and on, No credit except for carry forward.
Except for carry forward. No one would be able to unless the legislature at that point re-ups the credit, but no one would be able to
qualify then.
Qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Their qualification would end with the sunset date.
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to make that motion?
I can do that.
Senator Metzger.
Mr. Chair, I move that. Should we do the dash five first and then add the one to that, or should we make that? Conceptual amendment first. I'm not sure.
Seems like you'd make it conceptual to the dash
five. Okay. All right, Mr. Chair, I move a conceptual amendment to the dash five amendment that includes a sunset on the credit being qualified for as of January 1, 2010, but that credits that have been qualified prior to that would be allowed to be carried forward for up to 5 years past the date in which they originally qualified.
So, Senator, let me repeat it, and then I'll. Senator Metzger has moved a conceptual amendment that we would, to the dash fives, that we would sunset the tax credit on January 1st, 2010, allowing for a 5-year carry forward from the inception of the bill's passage or enactment into law. Senator Brzezinski.
Just for clarification, if Senator Metzger, if I understood it correctly, if a person, let's say, the second year before it ends, qualifies or uses it, they would have 5 years from the date that they entered into the program, not 5 years from the ending date. In other words, each of these have a carryover of up to a maximum of 5 years once they claim it.
So, Paul, yeah. Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think what you're doing, Mr. Chair, is the credit is allowed after 1/1/2006 and before 1/1/2011, and any credits earned during that period, you're eligible for up to 5 years.
And so, if you got it in 2007, say, has the clock started on you for your 5-year carry forward?
Yeah.
Because
so you would. It applies to the tax year in which you receive the credit. So if you got in the 2007 tax year, you'd be able to use it up through 2012.
Right. As compared to if you didn't use it for the first time until 2010, you'd have till 2015.
Yes. So there's two. You're eligible for the credit in that 2006 to 2011 period, and once you've got the credit, then you can carry it forward 5 years.
I just had to have a correction, though, because it isn't 2011, Paul. It was January 1, 2010.
Okay. I thought it was through 2010.
All the iterations were sunsetting on January 1, 2010.
Okay.
But you could carry forward. So if you claimed a credit, or you were eligible for credit in 09, you would could claim it up to 14.
Okay.
Or 08 up to 13, or 07 up to 12.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just also want to make sure that the committee's intent here, that if you transfer it to someone else, that they, too, can have that five-year carry forward, which is basically what's in the bill now.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. Mr. Chair.
Senator Brzezinski.
But again, it's basically they're limited to that 5 years as to when the credit was first established. In other words, my understanding is if you have someone qualify and they take the credit or get the credit in 07, and then for whatever reason it's transferred, or if it's transferred in 07, it'd be 5 years, it'd be 2012. But if it was transferred in 08, wouldn't they be still limited to the year that it was first created or made available as compared to, I just want to make sure we have it on the record that we're not allowing people to piggyback. It's basically you're attacking. You're basically starting wherever, whoever you got the credit from, where it originated.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Of the construct. So, for lack of a better word, the clock is on you. You've got the credit. You can use it or carry it forward to 5 years.
Right. No one can extend beyond that 5 years.
It's done. Unless we do it.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on the conceptual amendment to the dash fives? Any objections to the conceptual amendment on the dash fives? So ordered. Well, let's do more conceptuals. This is great. Dexter, you got your pencil?
This is why we can't do this on the floor.
They do that in Washington.
That's true.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1083 as amended by the Dash 5 and by the conceptual amendment to the floor of the Dupage recommendation.
Senator Metzger has moved the Senate Bill 1083 as amended by the Dash 5 to the floor with the Dupage recommendation discussion. Any objections to that motion? So ordered. And Senator Schrader will carry that bill. And we are adjourned.
Just a master of efficiency, this revenue.